Thank you, Madam Chair. I would like to say something on in relation to paragraph 5. I'd like to propose a language to be inserted as a new paragraph after paragraph 5, or alternatively to be added at the end of paragraph 5. I will first present the text and then I explain the reason for the proposal. The text is as follows. The reference to an entity established by, this is a quotation, established by a treaty or other instrument governed by international law, unquote, is not intended to exclude the rare cases in which international organizations are established by a non-legally binding instrument. An example is the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, OSCE, which was originally created as the Conference on Security and Cooperation in Europe, CSCE, by the Helsinki Final Act of 1975, but was later institutionalized by the Charter of Paris for a New Europe of 1990, and renamed as the OSCE. Both Helsinki Final Act and the Charter of Paris were explicitly designated as not treaties. The end of language. I will briefly explain the reason for the proposal. During the plenary, I raised the question on how we should handle international organizations created by a non-legally binding instrument such as OSCE, and repeated it in the drafting committee. During the drafting committee discussion, I proposed some modifications to draft guideline 1A on the definition of international organizations. My goal was to make clear that the international organizations whose constituent instruments are not legally binding could also fall under the definition. Because the phrase instrument governed by international law is precisely the phrase used in the definition of treaty in the Vienna Convention. For that reason, I thought that readers may misunderstand that the definition of international organization as excluding those organizations that are established by non-legally binding international instruments, such as the OSCE. We should recall that OSCE has faced with certain disputes with its participating states, including on privileges and immunities. This was the reason why I proposed the modification to the definition in the drafting committee. However, in order not to prolong the debate in the drafting committee, I withdrew my proposal with the understanding that the point would be dealt with in the commentary. There was additional support for this approach, as was reflected in Chair's report. However, this point was not explicitly mentioned in the commentary produced by the Special Rapporteur. Therefore, I propose a text I have just read as a new paragraph to be placed after current paragraph 5, as I believe the language fits best fits there. But alternatively, a text may be added at the end of paragraph, the current paragraph 5. I also believe this point is too significant to be left exclusively to a footnote, which many readers might ignore. I would appreciate comments from other members on the placement or the wording of my proposal. I hope I have made myself clear for the consideration of the question in the Commission. Thank you.